The Tulalip Reservation is home to several Native American tribes, tribes like the Snohomish and Snoqualmie. There's a town right next to the reservation called Marysville. Back in the old days, the town and the tribes didn't get along very well, but today that's a different story. Joshua McNichols with KUOW's Region of Boom team has a story of how things changed.
The story begins in a small room in a small house on the Tulalip Reservation. That's where 88-year-old Wayne Williams is confined to his bed. He has a window where he can look out at a tangle of blackberry brambles. A caregiver waits on his every need. A little chihuahua alerts her if Wayne needs help. Sometimes Wayne howls, just to confuse the chihuahua.
I like to irritate him. Little shit.
Wayne doesn't take crap from anybody, and neither did his grandfather, a man named William Shelton.
Oh, he was a very loving man, although you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of him.
Wayne invited us to his bedside so he could tell us about his grandfather, William Shelton. It's hard for him to tell the story because of his health. But he wants to tell it, so people can understand how much has changed between Marysville and the tribes. He takes us back to a day in 1885 when his grandfather, William Shelton, ran away from his Tulalip home as a boy.
Well, he didn't run away, he paddled away.
He paddled away in a cedar canoe to join a boarding school run by Catholic priests. He had heard about reading and writing and believed it could help his people. Still, his decision upset his parents, who wanted little to do with a boarding school. I mean, just consider how bad things were next door in Marysville between whites and natives.
Originally, the people in Marysville didn't want the Indians to come to town.
The townspeople said,
"They're all dirty and diseased."
Later in his life, Shelton became more deeply involved with the school when he got a job there. By that time, the government had taken the school over from the priests and turned it into a laboratory for assimilation. The school cut off Native kids from their families so they wouldn't be influenced by Native traditions. It tried them in a student court if they spoke Lachute Seed. Shelton embraced the strategy of assimilation, but at the same time he didn't want to lose his culture. He began squirreling away Native artifacts. He filled his home with baskets, tools, and carvings. He stashed canoes in a wooden shed.
Well, he spent a lifetime gathering them. He felt that the way of life was passing away. He wanted to save it for the future, so they could see that we as a people had a valuable life too, and not just a bunch of dumbheads.
But Shelton didn't live to see that future. He died in 1938. The house and its treasures passed from generation to generation, finally coming to Wayne Williams. He protected the artifacts as his grandfather had.
Because I felt they were important, the history of our people.
Marysville historian Ken Cage says it's painful to remember the past and how white settlers treated the Tulalip.
What we did was bad.
But it didn't stay bad. The region began to grow. Tribal land became more valuable, and the tribe's fortunes began to improve. Mel Sheldon is the current Tulalip chairman. He describes how things improved when the Tulalip leased a big piece of land to Boeing.
When you had that type of cash income coming in, it did make an effect. It helped the tribe through the years.
Then, in the 80s and 90s, the Tulalip won the right to build and expand a casino on tribal land.
With the gaming, we've become an economic engine.
Today, the Tulalip tribe is the fifth largest employer in Snohomish County. It brought jobs and it made money. That did a lot to help erase some of the bad blood between the tribe and the town. And the money gave the tribe the means to heal that rift even further by building a tribal museum. They call it the Hebulb Cultural Center.
It was a dream for a long time, not only for our members, but for a greater public to come and see us and get to know who Tulalip Tribes is.
The museum hadn't opened yet when Wayne Williams invited them to haul off some of the artifacts his grandfather had collected. Tribal member Tessa Campbell had just been appointed as a curator at the museum. Next to Wayne's house, where a wooden shed had rotted away, she found a 40-foot cedar canoe covered in blackberry stickers.
It was just like a major discovery. I mean, I feel like it was like how an archaeologist would be when they find something in the ground. And it kept going. I mean, it was that feeling over and over again because we'd cut more sticker bushes and then aha, another canoe.
Later, she would return for the baskets and carvings in his house. What Campbell found there became the highlight of her career and formed the largest part of the museum's Tulalip collection. Campbell thinks about William Shelton a lot. He tried to bridge two cultures, tribe and town, when those cultures seemed worlds apart. In a way, she's continuing his work.
Every time I'm on a microphone, I feel a connection to him because it's what he strived to do. He wanted to share our culture with the world.
Today, tribal members are welcome in Marysville. Historian Ken Cage is working on a separate museum of Marysville history, and he wants to give the Tulalip some space in that museum too, so Marysville can appreciate how much things have changed from the days when U.S. government agents burned ceremonial Tulalip artifacts.
Our agents couldn't understand why they could have such respect for a cedar tree. And, you know, it's one of the things that made it hard to bridge the gap. And that's what William Shelton did with all of his work, was to teach us, the white people, principles like that and how important they were.
Tulalip member Wayne Williams is glad he lived long enough to see the tribe's fortunes reverse.
Got better. They respect us now. We're not a bunch of dumbheads.
Over the years, the region around the casino has grown denser. Casino business continues to improve, and relations keep getting better. The tribe and the city of Marysville just completed a big project together, restoring part of the Snohomish River Delta. On the Tulalip Reservation, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
KUOW's Region of Boom team has been embedded in Marysville for a month. Marysville is a city north of Everett that's growing faster than Seattle. Next, the team heads to Black Diamond. Where else should they go? Tweet at KUOW using hashtag Region of Boom.